So this is completely about race and racism and representation. And representation of body, ideas of culture, how those things are decoded. The body politic, that which you carry with you at all times and cannot be removed like a costume or eaten like a five-course dinner. The single fold in the eyelid that isn't there. Oh, sorry. Sensitivity warning, trigger warning. I talk about cutting in the story. It's metaphoric, but I describe cutting. So just to let you know. And also later on in the talk, again, I'm going to be talking about slavery and some of the atrocities related to slavery. So just to let you know that that's coming up, okay? Seeing from slanted eyes rather than seeing with a slant, though the latter is possible in conjunction with the former. My slant is different from yours, don't you see? Of course you do. You were the one who brought it up, after all. Slant as opposed to straight, honesty lying in the curve of an eye. If I glance sideways, I see more than you do looking straight ahead. My vision is oblique. My vision is oblique. My eye. I dress with culture every single morning. I eat my culture for breakfast and I bag it for lunch and it simmers in a slow cooker while I'm out at work. I eat culture for dinner, then I bathe in it and it's my sleeping partner at night. My eye, the distance from me to me. Some people are confused, perplexed, downright angry with my culture fixation. You only make it more obvious by pointing to it. Yourself, they say, being so politically correct and all that. We're talking about art here. Leave your politics at home. I try scraping the hue off my skin with an X-Acto knife. I try sliding a razor blade to slice folds into my eyelids. It is painful, and now I am deformed as well as colored. A friend of mine asked me if I always thought of myself as a colored person. Is white a color, and do you think of yourself as white, I asked, or do you think of yourself as normal? If I don't address my color, it is addressed for me in ways I find intolerable. The distance from. People want to dress me up in kimonis and garter belts. They want to hear about Zen and Buddhism and ritual, Harry Carey. They want to squeal over slices of raw fish and finish off with exotic oriental sex, whatever that is. I'd rather I wasn't dressed in your TV costume. Let's stand together naked and see who blushes first. Me to I. People ask me what I do, and I say, oh, I do a little writing. Do you write poetry too, someone will ask, and I say, yeah, a little bit. Oh, please make up a haiku for us. We'd love to hear a haiku from you. Oh, don't be shy. You Japanese are so clever with haiku. Sure, why not? When I speak English, there is something I need to, When I speak English, I make up words I like more than the ones I learned. Sure. I would love to talk about the way prairie curves into the mountains, the feel of cool mud squeezing between toes, and the shriek of children catching frogs for the first time in their lives. I would love to talk about the way the moonlight looked on bare skin, the moisture of breath hanging in the air above our faces, the sweet kiss lingering in the fold of my elbow for days. I could talk of newborn foals and singing birds and strangers hugging strangers. Sure, why not? But choice is a position of privilege that needs to be addressed. I can never unzip my skin and step into another. I am happy with my color until someone points out it clashes with my costume. I hold my culture in my hands and form it on my own so that no one else can shape the way it lies upon my body. I am a happy person mostly. I smile a lot, you know. My health, my body, my politic, a slant, a skin, a slice of. It's only that I want someone to know me by my name.